Good afternoon. It's 87 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. And with me is Bo Hendricks, and he's got a report on how things went the first day of the Walk with Grace radio auction.
Thank you, Joanne. It was a busy day for day one, probably one of our better ones in recent memory. We started things off the day with the first segment, and that had the Bell Arts Studio Eagle that went for $45 that went to bidder $415. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, they donated three tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks regular season game. That went for $180 to bidder $455. Team Crusaders donated a pie, a lot of great choices of pies, but that went to bidder $310 for $200. Actually, excuse me, the Bell Arts Studio Eagle went for $45 to bidder $500. The Richland Center Parks and Recreation Family Pool Pass to the Woodman Aquatic Center, that went for $175 to bidder $495. Inspired Innovations, that 60-minute massage with included stones and cupping, went for $120 to bidder $450. Into the second segment, we had the Diane Nottigo Popular Cheesecake, the blueberry one, that went for $115 to bidder $280. The Philback Family of Dealerships, two Wisconsin Badger football tickets, that one went for $125 to bidder $235. Ron Bladel's woven wood reversible 7 wood cutting board went for $80 to bidder $430. After that, we had the Napa Auto and Truck Parts Milwaukee Tool Job Site Radio, a big item today, $245 to bidder $235. And then that final item of that segment was the J.J. Walsh 18-inch sterling silver necklace with pendant, $80 to bidder $235. Into the 11 o'clock hour we went, and the first segment of that hour had a Quail Run Golf Play Pass with Cart, 10 nine-hole rounds for $205 to bidder $105. The Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate sold for $40 to bidder $420. The Earthwise Clean Air Choice Manual Reel Style Push Mower, donated from board member Joanne Amell, sold for $200 to bidder $235. The Millie Theed Raggedy Ann and Andy Dolls, a big item, $150 to bidder $275. And Heartland Christmas Trees Christmas Package went for $150 to bidder $240. And then the last segment we just got done with, the House on the Rock, four Ultimate Experience Passes, $90 to bidder $165. Dairy Hardware's Kayak did its job at $200 to bidder $585. The Krause Monument Granite Sports Tile went for $125 to bidder $235. For the Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization, the Molly B tickets, that was $55 to bidder $435. And the Oakwood Fruit Farm gift certificate for 3 dozen donuts, $75 to bidder $445. Finally, we had the two big ticket items of the day, and they lived up to their name. The Randy Olson Trucking Gravel went for $400 to bidder $420. And the Packer tickets going back and forth to the final second. That one from the Philback Family of Dealerships. Thank you so much. The four Green Bay Packer football tickets, $750 to bidder $250. So on the day, for day one, we had a total of $3,805 raised for Grace.
Wow, a big day.
A big day.
And I think that might break some records for our first day auction totals.
I really like seeing that. I really hope that, you know, this is kind of indicative of things to come. You know, we have some really great items tomorrow and all the way through the week. And so hopefully we can continue to raise more money for Grace.
And, you know, no matter what you purchase, it all is for a good cause and goes to Grace and helps our neighbors who are battling cancer.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Joanne, and look forward to day two tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning with another great day for an auction. Well, the breaking story late last week was that Governor Tony Evers wouldn't run for a third term, and people started lining up to join the race. But there's one big name that will not be on the ballot in the primaries. Savannah Tomey Olson has that story.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he plans to run too. That's on the Democratic side. When it comes to Republicans, Trump-aligned businessman Bill Berrien is running, as is Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Not long after Evers' announcement, former Governor Scott Walker started posting some cryptic tweets showing what looks to be an AI-generated Make Wisconsin Great Again hat. It had 45-47 on the side. President Donald Trump is the 45th and 47th president, and coincidentally, if he were elected again, Scott Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. He even posted a long list of what he thinks the next governor's priorities should be. All of this implied he may be interested in running for a non-consecutive third term. And then over the weekend, he posted this message.
I'm not going to be a candidate for governor in 2026. In fact, I'm going to continue my work as president of Young America's Foundation.
The field of candidates is expected to get bigger before it narrows with primaries next year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. UW-Madison Extension is winding down its FoodWise programming amid federal funding cuts. That follows passage of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which eliminated funding for the National Education and Obesity Prevention Grant Program. FoodWise is one of Wisconsin's six SNAP-Ed implementing programs. It works with local organizations like schools and food pantries to provide nutrition education to those with limited incomes. UW-Madison Extension said the FoodWise program reaches over 133,000 people, and some employees will be laid off because of the ending of the program. The funding cuts go into effect on September 30th. A bill to create a task force to prevent violence against Black women was reintroduced at the Capitol on Friday. Sheena Scarborough, the mother of Shade Robinson, demanded lawmakers do their jobs and protect women. Robinson was murdered and dismembered in April of 2024, and her killer is set to be sentenced this week. Madison Democratic Representative Sheila Stubbs and Wausau Republican Representative Pat Snyder want to create a 17-person task force to research and collect data to find the best way to protect Black women. The bipartisan measure passed the state assembly last session, but was blocked in the state Senate by a Republican who's no longer in the legislature. Another round of pardons from Governor Tony Evers. 204 more pardons were granted by the Democratic governor on Friday, bringing his total to 1,640. Evers, who's not seeking a third term but still has more than a year in office, says the pardoned people have worked to build new lives for themselves, and he's glad they'll have the chance at a fresh start. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. Scenic Bluffs Community Health Centers and Reedsburg Area Medical Center have announced a new partnership dedicated to increasing access to affordable, high-quality dental care in Reedsburg and surrounding communities. Through the support of Don and Barbara Kierig and RAMC, renovations are now underway on a dental clinic that will be operated by Scenic Bluffs, slated for opening this fall. The new dental clinic will be located in RAMC's Professional Services Building, the former Physicians Group Clinic in Reedsburg. This effort reflects both organizations' commitment to eliminating barriers to oral health care and strengthening the region's access to essential services. Scenic Bluffs Reedsburg Dental Clinic will provide preventative and restorative services, including cleanings, exams, fillings, extractions, and more. Same-day appointments will be available on a limited basis to support patients experiencing dental pain. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday, providing comprehensive dental care to individuals and families of all ages. Scenic Bluffs accepts most private insurance plans, Wisconsin Medicaid, Medicare, and serves patients without insurance. Scenic Bluffs also offers a sliding fee discount program called the Healthy Neighbor Plan, which adjusts fees based on income and household size for those who qualify. In coordination with the Reedsburg Police Department, the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition conducted alcohol age compliance checks within the city of Reedsburg. Establishments were informed in advance about the coming in alcohol compliance checks and were given information about correctly reading IDs when selling alcohol. During the checks, individuals who were younger than the legal drinking age of 21 went into businesses around the city to purchase alcohol. The checks resulted in zero sales to minors for a compliance rate of 100%. Public Health Sauk County Health Educator Kate Hansen, who facilitates the Partnership for Prevention Coalition, explained that when retailers and the community work together to keep alcoholic beverages out of the hands of youth, retailers reduce their risk to alcohol liability lawsuits and help reduce problems associated with underage drinking, such as addiction, auto accidents, vandalism, violence, and sexual assault. Compliance checks are only one part of a comprehensive strategy to reduce youth access to alcohol. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition meets to reduce and prevent youth use of alcohol and vapes. Meetings are open to the public and all are welcome. For more information about the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention or to join the coalition, visit the website at p4psauk.org. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 60.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.59 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.99 a gallon, a difference of $1.40 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 0.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.10 a gallon. The national average is down 6.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 37.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 1.6 cents in the last week and stands at $3.71 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, "It's been another relatively quiet week for average gas prices, with most states seeing modest or slight declines, while a handful of price-cycling states experienced the most noticeable fluctuations. He added, "Oil prices continue to hover in the mid to upper $60, and with gasoline demand starting to ease as we head into August, we could see prices gradually decline as we approach Labor Day. That said, this is also the time of year when the tropics begin to stir, so we'll be keeping a close eye on hurricane activity that could disrupt supply and shift the outlook." It's so hot that you need to watch the road. Brittany Merlo tells us why.
A smooth ride can quickly turn bumpy and dangerous. And here's why. When something's heated, molecules begin to vibrate and move more, making more space between them, expanding. And pavement slabs do just that and push against each other. Called a pavement buckle, it can sometimes blow up. It can happen on local roads and even on the interstate.
If you are going at high speeds, depending on the severity of the buckle, it can cause the car to go in a different direction, or you might go over it and wonder, like, what was that? Because you might feel a little heave from the road.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
So it is a safety concern when people hit those. Unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen. They're difficult to predict. I mean, if we could predict them, I think we would take some safety precautions, but at this time, we just don't know when it's going to happen.
Try not to drive over a buckle if possible. Instead, slow down and get into another lane.
We really want them to be safe. And if there is a condition that they see, or, you know, they can report that, and we'll try to get that addressed as soon as possible. And then I mentioned 511, that information, you know, when roadways are closed or there's issues, we'll post those so they can always be aware of what's happening in their area.
Good news. Relief in the temperature surges in on Wednesday, and crisper, cooler, sunny conditions will prevail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey, in collaboration with the Minnesota and Wisconsin Departments of Natural Resources, are installing floating bait platforms and monitoring equipment to test a new method for capturing invasive carp. The equipment will be in place today through October 3rd in Pool 8, the Mississippi River near La Crosse. Invasive carp, including silver and bighead carp, are found throughout much of the Mississippi River Basin. These fish pose a threat to native aquatic ecosystems by outcompeting native fish for food and habitat, disrupting food webs and altering water quality. Silver carp, which can jump 10 feet out of the water, can also pose a risk to boaters. Invasive carp are wide-ranging and difficult to capture with traditional fishing gear. Late summer is a particularly difficult time of year to capture invasive carp in Minnesota-Wisconsin border waters because the fish tend to disperse widely throughout the river. Past trials have shown that baits made from algae attract silver and bighead carps. Floating bait platforms could draw invasive carp into favorable locations to make them easier to capture. The floating platforms will be equipped with automatic feeders that dispense bait at scheduled intervals. Feeding platforms will be monitored for fish abundance and movement in response to the bait. Commercial fishers contracted by the Minnesota DNR will capture fish before and after baiting periods. The data will help researchers to evaluate bait effectiveness and capture methods. Precautionary measures are in place to ensure project success and public safety. Community cooperation is appreciated. If you observe damaged property or suspicious activity near the platforms, please contact the Minnesota DNR at 651-587-2781 or invasivecarp.dnr@state.mn.us. Hunting, fishing, and recreation will not be restricted near platforms, but the public is asked not to moor to or stand on them. Boaters are also asked to stay clear of commercial fishing operations that will be taking place around the platforms during the weeks of August 4th through 8th, September 2nd through 5th, and September 30th to October 3rd. Public Health Sauk County is accepting nominations for the 2025 Public Health Excellence Awards through Thursday. This is a new recognition program for the community. The awards honor people and groups who help improve the health and well-being of Sauk County residents and visitors. You are encouraged to nominate Sauk County Health Champions who deserve recognition for their work. These awards celebrate people and organizations who solve health problems, keep others safe, and make Sauk County a better place to live, learn, work, and play. Award categories include Public Health Lifetime Achievement, recognizing an individual who has made outstanding contributions to local health initiatives or led important public health programs in Sauk County. Emergency Response Excellence, recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who demonstrate exceptional emergency medical response or disaster preparedness in Sauk County. Mental Health Advocacy, recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who expand mental health services and reduce stigma in Sauk County. Agricultural Health and Safety, recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who have contributed to improving the health and safety conditions for Sauk County farmers and farm workers. Youth Advocacy, recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who have made significant impacts in health education and prevention for Sauk County youth. And Senior Advocacy, recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals that improve healthcare access and quality of life for Sauk County elderly populations. The nomination deadline is Thursday. To submit a nomination, visit shout.com/s CXJLHRE and the number 6. The Richland County Fair will be held September 3rd through 7th. Those wishing to enter an exhibit in the fair are reminded that the entry deadline is this Friday at 5. All entries must be done online at fairentry.com. No paper entries will be accepted. It is recommended to use Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox. Older versions of Internet Explorer may cause unexpected results or may not work. Be sure to register all entries for each exhibitor in the family before proceeding to the payment section. Also, be sure to click the Submit button when you have completed all your entries. Entries are not final until they have been submitted. Once you have submitted your entries, check your email box for a confirmation email with a list of your entries and any related fees. You will receive a second email when your entries have been approved by the fair office.